This is Orion Samuelson.
The Pete McMurray Show presents McMurray's Carry On.
Time to play Karaoke with Orion Samuelson, 312-981-7200. We have caller four here, but if Ken doesn't get it, someone else gets a stab at it. Ken, how you doing? You know your music?
I hope I do. I'm doing great. How are you?
All right, you hope you do? Are you a good, are you a rock and roller?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. All you have to do is guess this song right here. Are you ready to hear Orion?
Sure thing.
Here we go.
So she tells him she must go out for the evening to comfort an old friend who's feeling down. But he knows where she's going as she's leaving. She is headed for the cheating side of town.
Ooh, I would have got it right there. 312-981-7200. Ken's going to take a stab at it. You want to hear it one more time?
Sure, please.
All right.
So she tells him she must go out for the evening to comfort an old friend who's feeling down. But he knows where she's going as she's leaving. She is headed for the cheating side of town.
Ken, you want to take a stab at it?
I do. Lion Eyes?
Lion Eyes by the Eagles? Hold on. Oh, you nailed it. You nailed it, buddy. Yes! I mean, that's impressive right there. Nice work, Ken. Hold on the line. We'll set you up with something. Okay, my friend? Thank you very much. Did we give away all the prizes this week? All right. Oh, okay. Hold on. We have Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Visit one of their 37 Chicagoland locations. For more information, visit loumalnatis.com. Thank you, Ken. Let's hear Orion one last time. I mean, that was good stuff right there. Orion stepped up his game, didn't he? Oh, I can't play that. I don't know what happened there. Hold on, let me bring it down. Having some technical difficulties right now. Everything all right? Everybody all right? Hold on a second. Where's Orion? Here's Orion, right here, yes.
So she tells him she must go out for the evening to comfort an old friend who's feeling down. But he knows where she's going as she's leaving. She is headed for the cheating side of town.
Lion Eyes by the Eagles. Orion Samuelson's Karaoke right after 9 o'clock every Thursday. We'll do it every Thursday now. How long has Orion worked here? 40, 50 years? Anybody know? Jill, you have any idea? Rob, you'll know.
I saw it on the plaque out there. I don't remember. It's been quite a while.
Yeah, over 50 years.
He's got a plaque?
Yeah, by the refrigerator on the seventh floor. Yeah.
No, he has a street sign named after him.
Oh, I've seen the street sign.
Which is
sign.
Like a plaque, yeah. Oh, whatever. Same thing.
Okay.
But it's named after him.
I mean, I've got a plaque hung up in my house that says something. I would much rather have a street sign.
Street sign's big.
We talked about that one night. What street would you want in Chicago?
Wow.
I want the curve. I mean, not that I would ever get a street sign named after me, but I want the curve just past the museum campus when you can see the skyline of Chicago and Lakeshore Drive. I don't want the entire Lakeshore Drive. I just want that curve.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 100 foot of road right there at that curve.
Boy, I spent a lot of time between Stanley's on Lincoln Avenue. And if you head north... That could be my stretch right there.
Yeah, what do you do there? Pick up chicks?
Drink.
I don't know why I asked you.
You know, Dick Biondi's got a street named after him, but it's not a street, it's an alley. They named an alley after him.
Where is it?
Behind where the old radio station used to be on Lake Street, one block west of Michigan Avenue.
Okay.
That's where he used to work back in the 60s, and the kids would run down the alley and yell up to the whatever floor WLS was on to yell their requests.
Is that the Diamond Building right there? The container, whatever it is?
The Stone Container Building?
Yes.
Yeah,
is it still called the Stone Container Building?
I don't know.
Mm. But so that's it. That alley is
that
named
alley
after Dick?
Is Dick Biondi Way.
That's funny. I'll be over there tomorrow. I'm going to have to take a picture of that.
It's great, but it's an alley. It's so funny.
I know what I would be named after. Right when you get off 35th to go to the Sox game, it would be called Jill's Way. Oh, and it's just an arrow that takes you right to this, yeah, to the park.
35th, not 35th and Shields, right there on the corner?
There would be, yeah, I mean, it's, you kind of curve around there, but it would just be labeled.
I kind of like Urchek Boulevard.
Ooh, yeah, that's like better. It. Let's go with that.
Boulevard sounds more sophisticated, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Than road or street.
I like Avenue, so I would want Scott Miller Avenue.
Why Avenue? Okay.
I just like Avenue, just like you guys all just went, ooh, over Boulevard.
Urchek Boulevard. That's got a great ring to it.
Yeah, let's make it happen, gentlemen.
Well?
Martier, where's your street in Chicago?
Oh, man. The Inner Drive. The Inner Drive, the entire stretch.
What would it be called?
It would be called Robbie Street.
I got a better street.
Martier Lane.
Nah, I think they should rename Lunt Avenue after Rob.
Okay.
Lunt, up there on the north side.
How about Wells? I spent a lot of time in Old Town, too, back in the day. I'm going to have to think about my street again.
Pete, I have one question for you.
Yeah.
Do you have a liver?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's pickled.
It's not. You go out when you're single. That's what you do around the city.
Pete, you still go out. You've been married for over a decade,
I don't
think.
Go out every night. I work every night.
Not every night.
And this week, I'm not going out. Well, maybe Saturday night. But I'm staying clean all week. You're the one that's going out after the show tomorrow night. Mm-hmm.
Look at him throwing,
yeah, I
throwing
know.
Him under the bus.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, you can't tell him any. I'm going to remember that.
Uh-huh.
I remember that.
You're going out after the show. That's okay.
Listen, we have
Show's at 11.
We have worked until 2 a.m. for the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get home till 3 a.m.
Right.
I'm going to go out and celebrate a little bit that we get out at an hour that I can go out and have a cocktail.
I'd love to go out with you.
You don't
but
have to justify.
I'm doing an exercise class with my wife on Saturday morning.
What time?
8:30.
Oh. Have fun, Scott.
Oh, man. Next week.
I mean, I don't think it's going to get crazy, but
No, go ahead, Scott. Finish up.
I don't think it's going to get crazy, but I just want to go out and have a cocktail to celebrate that, you know, we got a promotion. I'm kind of excited about
right.
it.
Right.
I was typing. What did you say you were doing, Pete?
I'm sorry. We have to go into a commercial. We have to go into a commercial break.
You're exercising with your wife on Saturday. Is that what you said?
I am.
I'm coming down there and beating you.
Do I need to give up my man card?
Oh,
you gave that up a long time ago.
I have a stack of man cards that we can give away. The Pete McMurray Show man cards. You want to give a few of those away? We'll keep them in the producer's booth just in case.